You're listening to 2015.
The Week in New Music.
On Triple J.
On Triple J, one of the great tracks from the album which we've been featuring this week by Half Moon Run, the Canadian band. They've just nailed it. Come up with a beautiful record. It's called Sun Leads Me On. That track is Consider Yourself. So this is the second record. The first record did really well for the guys a few years ago. Came out in 2012. It went gold in Canada. The album is called Dark Eyes, but they worked pretty hard touring that record. They were on the road pretty much worldwide for 2 years straight, which led to a few problems. I spoke to Connor, one of the main guys from Half Moon Run this week. He said that the band loved working with Jim Abyss, the producer who's made wonderful records with people like Arctic Monkeys and also Adele, but he also admitted that Half Moon Run are a very hard band to work with. He says that the main three members, the three founding members, himself, Devin and Dylan, they all have to act as a filter in this group. So unless they all agree on something, nothing gets done and nothing gets committed to record. The other problem with this new record for Half Moon Run was the fact that they did work so hard off the back of the first record that they were pretty exhausted by the end of all that world touring. And when I spoke to him, Connor, this week from Half Moon Run, I said, was the band just simply burnt out after that much touring?
Yeah, that's exactly how we felt. We didn't have a lot of breaks touring Dark Eyes, the first record at all. And so it took a few weeks after we finished touring to, chill out a bit. Because when we tried to write, when we were on the road and when we were all busy and stuff, the writing just wasn't working. It wasn't that good. And then as we kind of got our lives back together a bit, the writing started to flow a little better.
Did you have any leftover ideas from that first album?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's kind of been happening is since the very early days, like 2010, there's just been dozens of little ideas floating around. And if they don't work out on an album, they still don't die. And I imagine that, you know, on the third record, even there's going to be some of the earliest ideas coming back into it. It's just kind of a constantly rotating bunch of ideas, really.
Okay, so you had a couple of sort of, you know, outlines of songs for this second record, but the headspace you guys were in after coming off the road, you obviously wanted to make a follow-up record pretty quickly, but when you were getting back into the rehearsal room, the ideas, the songs, they just felt really flat, did they?
The ideas themselves were one thing, but it was more just, I think that you have to be, we kind of like spent all our kind of mental and emotional reserves, I think. And so we didn't have a lot of energy or like passion really, or enough passion to put towards it. And then so once things were kind of straightened out mentally, I think, for all of us, then it felt more like we had more to give, you know? And so once that started to come together, it felt a lot more inspiring to work on new ideas. And that's when things started to work.
Okay, so going to California to write, it really was the tonic? It really sort of shifted the mood?
Yeah, well, that's funny about that, because we were, like I said, we've been kind of relaxing a bit at home and writing, and the writing was going well, and then it was very spontaneous. We just decided one day, let's go to California, and like within 48 hours, we were in the van driving to California. And I think it was actually kind of like a residual instinct from the touring days, just we were like comfortable getting in the van and driving. And then we turned into a bit of an adventure and we were making up songs on the way and it started to get really interesting as soon as we got on the road.
It was like a road trip, a fun road trip.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to give a shout out though to, wasn't it a friend from Norway who came over who wanted to go to California as well?
Exactly, yeah. Mikhail Paskalev, who's a fantastic artist. He was in Montreal and he didn't have a band. He was touring by himself. So we thought like, well, we'll come and be your band. But that didn't pan out. So we kind of already that night were thinking, we're wrapping our minds around the prospect of driving across the continent. And even when that didn't pan out, we still said, let's just go anyway.
So you guys headed off, went to California. How long did you spend there?
We spent a month. We set up in a kind of like a dome-shaped house that had these cool shag carpets and a jam space kind of area that we turned into a jam space in the upstairs. And so we'd spend our mornings surfing, and then we'd come back and jam and make dinner, and that was the life. We're really lucky to be able to do that.
And the lifestyle, I thought you guys being from Canada, you wouldn't have been much into surfing. Are you guys good?
I wouldn't tell an Australian radio station that we're good at surfing, but we're not bad. We actually fell in love with it in Australia because we've been twice. Devin's been three times. And that's kind of like become a side passion of ours, even though, like I said, I wouldn't say we're very good. But we all love it.
So with a Californian lifestyle, obviously I can hear, you know, stuff like the Beach Boys coming into this album a lot more. Did you feel like the atmosphere lent itself to, you know, songwriting in that way?
It's funny because that it was not something that we were conscious of at the time at all, I would say. But then we went there, we wrote for a while, then we came back. And then I would say like months later, only in retrospect was it kind of clear that, yeah, those songs sound a little bit sunny and beachy, don't they? And often we get that question a lot, and usually it has to do with Montreal. People say, you know, if you live in Montreal, does that affect the way that your music sounds or whatever? And so I never know what to say. But this is one instance where I think it's fairly safe to say that, yeah, the being on the beach at that point did influence the record.
Are you a big fan of the Beach Boys?
I am a fan of the Beach Boys, yeah. From my younger days, when I was a teenager, and I loved the Beach Boys.
Yeah, the Beatles as well. How important?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course,
massively important, yeah.
All right, on Triple J, that is Connor from Canadian band Half Moon Run. Let's hear this. This is the title track. This is just so beautiful. This is the title track of Half Moon Run's record, Sun Leads Me on Triple J.
Well, I'm gone where the sun leads me on. Me on.